This is VOA News. I'm Steve Karish. 63 Russian troops were killed in eastern Ukraine as Kyiv forces attacked their quarters, the Russian Defense Ministry announced on Monday. This after Russia continued its assault on Ukraine Sunday night with dozens of drones, with targets including the capital city of Kyiv. More from VOA's Tommy McNeil.
The barrage was the latest in a series of relentless year-end attacks, including one that killed three civilians on New Year's Eve. Kyiv Mayor Vitaly Klitschko said Monday that 40 drones headed for Kyiv overnight. All of them were destroyed, according to air defenses. Klitschko said 22 drones were destroyed over Kyiv, three in the outlying Kyiv region, and 15 over neighboring provinces. Energy infrastructure facilities were damaged as the result of the attack, and an explosion occurred in one city district. It wasn't immediately clear whether that was caused by drones or other munitions. Tommy McNeil, VOA News, Washington.
The faithful are lining up at St. Peter's Basilica Monday to pay their respects to Pope Benedict, where he's lying in state. Nancy Norden is General Director of Consecrated Women of Regnum Christi.
He was, in his heart, also a faithful follower of Christ and determined to stay faithful to his commitment as a humble follower of Christ, and to let that be the first driving force. But I would say that it was this: he was not afraid to face the questions of today. He was very open in that regard.
The 95-year-old retired pontiff died Saturday morning. Benedict was the first pope in 600 years to step down from his Vatican post. For more, visit voanews.com. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News. Two helicopters collided in an Australian tourist hotspot Monday afternoon, killing four passengers and critically injuring three others. Steve Rashila saw it happen.
I saw the two helicopters just as they were about to crash. I saw one of them from underneath. Seemed like he came up and hit the bottom of the other one on the top. I don't know if they were both trying to land at the same time or what they were trying to do. And then I just heard this loud bang and just pieces, shrapnel flying everywhere.
The helicopters collided near the SeaWorld theme park in Main Beach on the northern part of the Gold Coast. Australia says its lack of detailed data from authorities in Beijing has prompted a move to mandate COVID-19 testing for people arriving from China. Phil Mercer reports from Sydney.
Federal Health Minister Mark Butler told local media Monday that he was concerned about an absence of comprehensive information about the COVID-19 situation in China. Butler told the Australian Broadcasting Corporation Monday that Canberra is in step with other countries.
There's no restriction on travel from China. All we're asking is that there be a COVID test submitted before departure. But this is a modest, balanced measure in line with countries across North America, Europe and Asia, pretty much all of the countries to which we would usually compare ourselves.
Butler said he wasn't aware of any reaction from China regarding the mandatory testing policy that will come into force on January 5. Phil Mercer for VOA News, Sydney.
On Monday, Islamic State claimed responsibility for an attack on Taliban forces in Kabul. The militant group said on Telegram that Sunday's attack had killed 20 people and wounded 30. A spokesman for Afghanistan's Taliban-run Interior Ministry said an explosion outside the military airport in Kabul had caused multiple casualties. The Interior Ministry, though, denied the figures claimed by Islamic State and said it would release the official death toll. The Syrian army said Israeli missile strikes hit Damascus International Airport, putting it out of service on Monday. Additionally, the early morning strikes also hit targets in southern Damascus, killing two soldiers. Israel did not immediately comment on the strikes. Its military has repeatedly hit targets in Syria in recent years, saying that it has acted to prevent Iran-backed militants such as Hezbollah from operating inside Syria. I'm Steve Karish. VOA News.